One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
In the quiet suburban neighborhood of Seaford, New York, an ordinary family found themselves at the center of an extraordinary and terrifying series of events. In the winter of 1958, the Herman family, James, Lucille, and their two children, Jimmy and Lucille Jr., were living a peaceful life in their modest home. But what began as a few strange occurrences soon spiraled into a full-blown poltergeist phenomenon that would baffle investigators, terrify the family, and leave behind more questions than answers. It is a case that still haunts the annals of paranormal history, the Seaford Poltergeist. It was February 3rd, 1958, when the first sign of trouble appeared. James Herman, a hard-working man who commuted to his job in New York City each day, arrived home to find his wife, Lucille, visibly shaken. She described how bottles of household products, bleach, shampoo, and even holy water, had mysteriously opened themselves, their contents spilling across the countertops and floors. The bottles had been tightly sealed, and there was no logical explanation for why they had popped open on their own. At first, James brushed it off. Perhaps it was an air pressure change or a defect in the bottles. But in the back of his mind, he couldn't shake the feeling that something was amiss. The family continued their routine, trying to ignore the odd events, but soon more incidents followed. Over the next few days, more bottles and containers began to spill. The caps would fly off with such force that they sometimes hit the ceiling, the liquids inside splashing across the room. It wasn't long before the activity escalated. Strange noises, knocks, taps, and thuds echoed through the house at night. At first, they sounded like the typical creaks of an old house settling, but they soon grew louder, more insistent, as if someone were banging on the walls from the inside. The family would rush to investigate, but there was never anyone there. The Herman children, Jimmy and Lucille Jr., began to complain of even more bizarre phenomena. Objects in their bedrooms would move on their own, shifting slightly, as if nudged by an invisible hand. Books would fall from shelves without anyone touching them. And toys would suddenly roll across the floor, defying all explanation. The family, once skeptical, now found themselves in the grip of fear. As the activity became more frequent, James Herman decided it was time to take action. On February 17th, he contacted the local police, hoping that they might have an explanation for the strange occurrences. Detective Joseph Tozzi was assigned to the case, and when he arrived, he was greeted by a scene that defied logic. Bottles once again began to open by themselves, and Tozzi, a seasoned officer with years of experience, found himself at a loss for words. Tozzi conducted a thorough investigation, checking for drafts, loose pipes, or any other environmental factors that might explain the strange phenomena. But nothing seemed out of place. The house, by all appearances, was perfectly normal. Yet the activity continued, and Detective Tozzi himself witnessed objects moving inexplicably. After a few days of monitoring, he was forced to admit that he could find no rational cause for what was happening. The strange events did not go unnoticed by the public. As news of the poltergeist spread, reporters and curious onlookers began to gather outside the Herman home, eager for a glimpse of the unexplained. Headlines about the Seaford poltergeist appeared in local newspapers, drawing even more attention to the case. The family, now at the center of a media frenzy, found themselves living in fear, unable to escape the eerie presence that seemed to have taken over their home. It wasn't long before the case attracted the attention of paranormal investigators. Researchers from Duke University's Parapsychology Laboratory, one of the leading institutions studying the paranormal at the time, arrived to conduct their own investigation. They brought with them instruments to measure changes in temperature, electromagnetic fields, and any other anomalies that might offer clues as to what was happening inside the Herman house. The investigators were cautious. They knew that poltergeist cases often involved more than just mischievous spirits. Some believed that the activity might be linked to psychokinesis, an unconscious ability to move objects with the mind, often triggered by emotional stress. Given that the Herman children were at the center of the activity, the researchers considered the possibility that one of them, perhaps Jimmy or Lucille Jr., could be the unwitting cause of the disturbances. The investigators set up their equipment and began to observe. Over the course of several days, they recorded multiple instances of objects moving on their own. Books flying off shelves, dishes shattering on the floor, and even furniture shifting slightly without anyone near it. But despite their best efforts, they were unable to find any concrete evidence to explain the phenomena. As the investigation continued, the activity grew even more disturbing. The family began to hear disembodied voices, faint whispers that seemed to come from empty rooms. The knocking sounds intensified, sometimes so loud that they shook the walls of the house. The children, once excited by the attention, now lived in constant fear. Lucille Jr., in particular, felt a growing sense of unease, as if she were being watched at all times. In one particularly chilling incident, the family gathered in the living room as a loud crash echoed from the kitchen. They rushed to find that every cabinet door had flung itself open and all the dishes had been pulled from the shelves, scattered across the floor in a chaotic mess. There were no signs of forced entry, no evidence of a prank. It was as if some unseen force had decided to make its presence known in the most dramatic way possible. Despite their best efforts, the investigators were unable to explain the events at the Herman home. Theories ranged from electromagnetic disturbances to psychological factors, but none provided a satisfactory answer. The case of the Seaford poltergeist remained an enigma, one that defied the boundaries of both science and reason. Then, just as suddenly as it began, the activity stopped. In late March 1958, after nearly 2 months of terror, the poltergeist activity at the Herman home ceased. There was no final confrontation, no climactic event, only silence. The bottle stopped popping open, the knocking faded, and the house returned to its previous state of quiet normalcy. The family, though relieved, was left with a lingering sense of dread, unsure of why the poltergeist had come or why it had chosen to leave. The Herman family eventually moved on from their ordeal, trying to put the nightmare behind them. But the questions remained. What had caused the disturbances? Was it, as some believed, a case of psychokinesis, unconsciously triggered by the emotional stress of the children? Or was it something more sinister? A malevolent spirit that had chosen the Herman family as its target? The answers would never come. The case of the Seaford poltergeist would go down in history as one of the most well-documented poltergeist cases in the United States. Paranormal researchers continued to study the case for years, adding it to the growing body of evidence supporting the existence of poltergeists. For skeptics, the case remained a mystery that defied explanation, while believers saw it as proof of the unseen forces that sometimes intrude upon our world. In the years that followed, the Seaford poltergeist case would serve as inspiration for books, documentaries, and even fictionalized accounts. Perhaps most famously, it would influence the 1982 horror film, Poltergeist, which took the idea of a suburban family tormented by unseen forces and brought it to a worldwide audience. Though the details were changed for the film, the underlying fear, the terror of living in a house where the ordinary becomes extraordinary, remained the same. But for the Herman family, the haunting was all too real. Even after the poltergeist activity ended, the memories of those dark weeks in 1958 haunted them for years. The unexplained phenomena, the fear of the unknown, and the sense of being at the mercy of forces beyond their control left an indelible mark on the family. To this day, the house in Seaford stands as a quiet reminder of the events that once gripped a family and a community in fear. The Seaford poltergeist remains one of the most compelling and unsettling cases in the history of paranormal investigation. And while many have tried to offer explanations for what happened in that modest house on Long Island, the truth may never be known. What remains are the stories, the bottles that flew open, the dishes that crashed to the floor, and the invisible presence that seemed to stalk the Herman family at every turn. Whether one believes in the supernatural or not, the case of the Seaford poltergeist continues to captivate the imagination. A chilling reminder that sometimes the most terrifying things are those we cannot see.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.